Okay, is this thing? Yep, let's do this. All right, kids. Hold on, I'm looking for a better place to set this. I'll cut this part out, maybe. If you hear it, then I didn't cut it out. All right, take two. What? How? Greetings. It is Halloween. It's almost noon. You're going to hear the clock chime 12 bells in just a moment. And been up since 5 o'clock, eating dead animal, had a beer, played the shit out of some Star Wars, doing some other stuff now, getting some shit done. Then I'm going to go play more Star Wars, eat more dead animal, watch some Star Trek. I'm going to watch some more Star Trek. We're having a good old time. I'm doing some stuff on the computer, and I'm checking my feeds over in the RSS feed from the YouTubes there. I'm looking at some YouTube videos. There's this guy on YouTube. His channel, I think the channel is called Dark Matter, and he's an atheist. And we all know how I feel about atheists. You say, great one, you're an atheist. Yes, but most people who are atheists are not atheists. Most of them are actually race traitors. They're just hiding behind the atheism. And as I was listening to this fucking moron droning on, and this is the first time I've actually watched a Dark Matter video in years. Like, I started watching him years and years ago, and he did these little animated things where he pointed out contradictions in religion and stuff like that. And I mean, they were okay. It's not like groundbreaking shit or anything, but it's okay. And I literally, Hitler, have not watched one of his videos easily in like 2 years. But he's just been in my feed all this time. I'm downloading the videos. I'm about to delete him from my feed and delete the videos. So I saw he's got this video. Oh, what is it called? Hold on, give me a second. Give me a second so I can tell you what it's fucking called. There it is. You're living in a horror story. Oh, it's Dark Matter 2525 is the name of the channel. You're living in a horror story. So I start the video and he's actually showing himself now. I've never seen the guy before. So he's sitting behind a desk with a microphone and the camera's off to his right and pointing up to him. And the first thing I notice, the first three things I notice, he's got a giant fucking beard, he's bald-headed, and he's fat. Okay, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done with this one. This is right up there with women. You know what? I'm done with fat people. Right now, today, I snapped. I'm done with fat people. If you're fat and you have an opinion on politics or philosophy or sociology, anything like that, I don't fucking care. Just like if you're a woman. Well, I have an opinion about the ramifications of lowering taxes. You're a woman. You don't even know where your vagina's at. Shut the fuck up. I don't care, okay? Fat people are now, as of 12 o'clock noon, on October the 31st, 2023, fat people are now in the same fucking category as women. I'm done with your fucking dumbass opinions. You can't even control your own body, okay? I don't give a flying fuck what you think about the philosophy of religion. I don't give a flying shit about your opinion about global warming. I'm done with fat people. I'm done with them. Done with fat people. Done. So then he's droning on and on. And you guys go, great one. You're a droning motherfucker. You just did a podcast where you beat the shit out of a dead horse over and over and over for 54 minutes, 20 seconds. He's going on and on. And I'm like, where is this going? He's talking about how, what if you ever did you horror stories and did you know the aliens, they invade and they take over people and it's like invasion of the body snatchers, and the body snatcher could be the person smiling at you or opening the door for you. And then he talks about the thing, how the thing in this movie where the alien can look like anybody and it could be the person smiling at you or opening the door for you. And he's droning on and on and on and on. It's like a fat man eating, like just on and on and on. And I'm like, do you have a fucking point? Because I know he's getting around to atheism at some point because he's a one-trick pony, right? That's all he knows, is complaining about how there's no such thing as God. We're going to get to that in a minute and why I hate atheists. And on and on. And finally, he starts to hint at the point. You see, the invasion, people are being replaced. And it's religion that's replacing them. When you expose children to religion at an early age, it messes up their minds and makes them perfectly willing to do bad things to other people. And I'm the whole time I'm going, so your whole shtick here is that, hold on, give me a second. Let me, I'm not going to turn the video on again because I can't stand it. All right, here's what it says. Here's what it says in the description. What if I told you you're living in a world after the invasion of the body snatchers was successful and that there are people all around you who think it's moral for terrible things to happen to you? I'm sad to say it's true. There are people all around you who think it's moral for terrible things to happen to you. And I'm thinking, oh, I mean, are you talking about the Jews who are trying to exterminate the Palestinians? Are you talking about the niggers who want to burn down cities of white people? Are you talking about the trannies that want to inject hormone blockers into small children and have sex with them? Are these the people who think it's moral for terrible things to happen? No, of course we're talking about Christians. Not Jews. No, not Muslims. Christians. See, Jews and Muslims are okay. It's only those Christians that are the problem for the internet atheist. You can't find, maybe you can. If you can find one, send them to me. Can you find an internet atheist that will dare to say a word against the Jews? Can you find one? But before I even realize that I'm done with fat people, as I'm listening to this fat, bearded, bald-headed motherfucker droning on. He was bald-headed. You know what? Hang on. You know how you look at something and you see it and then it's done and you literally, Hitler, like forget what you just saw? I gotta make sure that I'm not lying to you.
That's the good news.
Yes, he is. All right, I just wanted to make sure. He is bald-headed. I'm so done with it. So I'm listening to this guy droning on. Here's something that occurred to me. This is why I hate atheists. Think about this. The internet atheists, your people like this, right? The people who can't shut up about God, even though there's no such thing as God. Their worldview is constructed around something that doesn't exist. Now, someone comes to me and says, well, okay, I'm a Christian. Okay, so your worldview is constructed around the Bible and the teachings in the Bible. Someone comes to me and says, well, I'm a communist. Okay, so your worldview is constructed around the Communist Manifesto? Is that what it was in Karl Marx? Okay. If someone comes to me and says, what else is there? What else is there? There's communists and there's Christians. You know, I'm a Buddhist. So your worldview is constructed around the teachings of the Buddha. But when someone says to me, well, I'm an atheist, well, you're saying, so your worldview is constructed around something not existing. Right, the Bible exists. We can debate, is the Bible true or untrue? But the Bible does exist. We can debate, did the Buddha exist and his teaching? We can debate these things, but they do exist. But an atheist is someone who's so fucking dumb that their worldview is centered upon something that is like coming to me and saying, well, you know, what's this? What's your worldview based upon? Capitalism, Marxism, socialism, no, my worldview is based on the fact that unicorns don't exist. So everything, when I'm making a decision about politics or should I get woo-vaxxed or trying to understand what is quantitative easing, my computer just gave the blue screen of death and died. I haven't seen that in a very long time. That's fucking fantastic. My worldview is based on the fact there are no unicorns on the moon. So when I'm thinking about should I get the WooVax or not, I filter that through the fact that there aren't any unicorns living on the moon. Basing your worldview, the way you understand the world, the things you do to make decisions on something that doesn't exist seems like a road to ruin. Okay, yeah, I'm back. So I'm sitting here, I'm doing some photo editing and listening to some videos from Joker. And he's talking a lot about how girls are poopy heads, which they are. It is actually some hilarious fucking stuff he's covering, though. And right now he's playing some videos from the girls, the little Zoomer girls, and they're complaining about their 9-to-5 jobs and how they can't make any money. And there's this one little blonde chick who might be cute. She's got a nice face. I can't tell what her body looks like. She's going, oh, I have to work 9-to-5 and I don't have time for a social life and I have to commute and all this. And then there's this other one with bright red hair and layers of makeup and giant long green fingernails and like literally Hitler eyelashes that are like an inch long. And she's with a Starbucks cup complaining about how she's had 4 different jobs and she can't, it's so hard to work 9-to-5 if she doesn't have any money. And I'm listening to these fucking girls, they're complaining about working 9-to-5. And I'm thinking to myself, hold on, sweetheart. This, once again, everything comes back to when I sit there and I say women should not be allowed to make political decisions, to vote, to have jobs. There's a reason, they're dumb. Girls, you wanted a career. Remember? You wanted to be strong and independent. You wanted a career. Then Joker shows this post, some fucking cis woman put on something, single mother of 5, don't hate, donate. And she's got like her list of expenses, like cat food is $280. She's got 5 kids. Her Starbucks is $100 a month, which there's no way she's only paying $100. You know, she's got like her gym membership and her nail appointment and her hair appointment. And so for food, it says $80 a month. And this is obviously a lie because you can't feed 5 children on $80 a month. But once it gets like, girls, you didn't want to be a stay-at-home mother. You wanted a career. A career means working from 9-to-5, 5 days a week. That is what a career is. Women don't even understand what is a career. That is a job. Most jobs, you work 40 hours a week, 9-to-5, Monday through Friday. That's what they want this. They want a career so bad. But they have no idea what a career is. None. They have no clue what it is. And this is my point. They're so fucking dumb that with just sufficient propaganda, you can manipulate them into believing and subsequently desiring anything. There's all these women, they desire a career. More than they desire a man, more than they desire being thin, that more than they desire anything other than some rescue fur babies, right? They desire a career. That's what they're gonna define themselves by, is their career. And when they find out that a career means working from 9-to-5, where they go on TikTok and they fucking cry. And they break down how hard it is. And she doesn't have time to make friends and to go out. Oh my God. Sweetheart, why do you need friends? You have a career. All right, well, good morning, children. It's Thursday morning, and I got to post the podcast yet, which is going to be these three friends. So anyway, I'm sitting here. I'm firing up the computer. I'm doing my stuff in the morning. I'm drinking my coffee, and I fire up. I'm Twitter-pated, guys. I'm Twitter-pated. Oh, I got to take a deep breath. Oh, my God. I fire up the fucking RSS reader, okay? And I still got the Reason TV YouTube channel in my thing, even though they're libertarians, and just like women, and just like internet atheists, I'm fucking over the libertarians. They're so fucking dumb. So anyhow, here's this video from Reason TV, and I'm not even going to watch the video to make fun of it. I don't need to. Here's the title of the video. Capitalism made us all richer. Why are we so unhappy? I hate women because they have no self-awareness and they have destroyed Western civilization. I hate internet atheist because 49 times out of 50, if you show me an internet atheist, I will show you someone who is anti-white. I also hate atheist because you can't base your decision making on the absence of something. Right, if you're going to say, is abortion murder or not? And then you say, well, I'm going to make this decision based on the Bible. I'm going to make this decision based on medical evidence or something. But when you say, well, I'm going to make the decision, is abortion murder based on there is no invisible man in the sky? Well, that's not really a foundation you build on. The absence of something is not a foundation. And I hate libertarians because libertarians still to this day, for those of you who have listened to this podcast for years, you know you've heard this before from me. Libertarians, everything with them is, well, I should be able to do anything I want to do. And look how much stuff I can buy. And none of them can figure out that doing anything you want to do and buying stuff is not the path to happiness. For years and years and years on this podcast, I have been saying, the fuck is wrong? They cut these people, internet libertarians, they come on the internet and they say, well, but the price of a color television is lower now than it's ever been. And for years I've said, okay, but buying a color TV doesn't buy happiness. Buying a color TV doesn't buy the survival of your nation. Buying a color TV does not ensure the survival by buying a color TV. And in this sense, libertarians, they're exactly like women. They want to do anything they want to do with no consequences anywhere. This is why I briefly considered, I talked about this, the Free State Project when I was looking to relocate. But what it's led by a bunch of women. It's filled with homosexuals and trannies. It's a bunch of people who want to do drugs. I mean, I've said it before, I'm saying libertarians, they're just people who want to have sex with children and do drugs. They can pretend otherwise, but once again, if you start talking to them, I mean, yes, you'll find a couple here and there that don't fall in this category. Once again, I'm generalizing the vast majority of them. They're just in it for the drugs and the sex with children. And libertarians are just like women. They think, well, I should just be able to do anything I want to do with no consequences, because that's the difference between libertarianism, a difference between libertarianism and anarcho-capitalism. Libertarianism is just like women. They think they can do anything they want without consequence. Anarcho-capitalism says you can do anything you want as long as you can bear the consequence. That is a key fundamental difference. For those of you who may still be confused, that is a key difference between libertarians and anarcho-capitalists. Libertarians are women. They want to live in a world absent consequences. And like women, they want to just spend money. Well, if I'm spending money, why aren't I happy? Isn't spending money supposed to be the path to happiness? I'm rich now. Why aren't I? I'm buying all this stuff. You're not happy because your civilization is fucking collapsing. You're not happy because the family has been destroyed and the nation is falling apart. And nobody gives a fuck about each other. And all of this is a consequence of a number of things. Women not being in control. But it's a consequence of you thinking that, well, I could just do whatever the fuck I want. You do you. All right. I got that out of my system. God damn it, fucking women, atheists, and libertarians. Fuck. And they're really all about the same fucking thing in the end.